Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome, friends and family, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We are on the letter A, and today we are merging two terms together because it's easier that way. It's alkalosis and alkalosis. No, alkalosis and alkalemia. Are you okay? Sorry, Matt's dog's just jumped on the microphone.
I don't have a dog.
Are you hyperventilating?
I'm hyperventilating.
Now, is that to cause the alkalosis?
Cause.
Okay.
Not a compensation of.
So we can work backwards from there, Matt, because hyperventilation is you blowing off a whole bunch of carbon dioxide, getting rid of carbon dioxide from your body. And you and I both know, and I think if you are a consistent listener of our podcast, you would also know that when carbon dioxide mixes with water in our body, CO2 plus H2O, combine those molecules together, you get carbonic acid, H2CO3. And carbonic acid, as an acid is defined, it hates itself. That's the textbook definition. And when it hates itself, it splits itself apart to release hydrogen ions, H plus, and bicarbonate ions, HCO3 negative.
And which is a base.
And if you're releasing hydrogen ions into a solution,
you're an acid by definition.
Correct. And you're making that solution
acidic.
Acidic. But today's topic is not acids.
It's in reverse.
It's alkalemia and alkalosis. So if you were to get rid of the carbon dioxide, you actually stop any acid from being produced and you make yourself less acidic and more basic or alkalinic. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We're done.
Pretty much.
So what's the difference between the two terms, first of all? Alkalosis and alkalemia.
Okay. Alkalosis just means a process that's generating a high pH,
yep,
just in the tissue and in that location.
Yep. So more basic.
Due to excessive bases.
Okay. And can I just quickly jump in here to quote Chubby Emu, which is going to be two A to Z's in a row. I'm going to have to let him know. Emia means presence in the blood.
It's a shame it's not being video recorded.
I know. I might have to put a picture of him with his finger up in the air.
So there you go. Emia. So when we hear alkalemia, that's now just meaning a high pH in the blood.
Yes.
Whereas osis just means a process in the body.
Osis is a process. Emia is in the blood. Emia.
Like it.
Doesn't rhyme as well. But yeah, osis is a process and emia is in the blood.
Yeah, we got it. Okay. So alkalosis is a condition that will result in excessive base, okay?
Yes, which now, you know, as somebody who used to frequent many
nightclubs,
I like to increase the base too sometimes.
Well, let's not talk about your drug use.
No, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about Ace of Base, great 90s band.
Okay. Now, the next question you're going to have is what would lead to an alkalosis?
No. I was going to say, what's Ace of Base's most popular song? Can you think?
All That She Wants.
How's it go?
All That She Wants. A little baby.
Isn't it? Is another baby?
Something like that. Anyway,
yeah. Scandinavian band. Focus. By the way, released in 1992.
Focus.
All right. Focus.
So, what could lead to an alkalosis?
Focus.
Okay. Two possibilities.
Yes.
Okay. It could be a respiratory cause.
All right.
Or it could be a metabolic cause.
So, if it's a respiratory cause, could you possibly say that hyperventilation, like you were just doing?
Yep. So, it really would come about if it's a respiratory alkalosis, it really will come about from excessive loss of carbon dioxide.
All right.
Why would you lose carbon dioxide? Well, like I was demonstrating at the start,
because you're absent-minded.
It's usually hyperventilating.
Yes.
So anything that would lead to hyperventilation, some things would be
exercise,
anxiety or panic attack.
Oh yeah.
Salicylic acid.
Jeez.
Salicylic acid, which is a derivative aspirin.
Yeah.
That will cause your brain stem to want to breathe quicker.
Yep.
Fevers, pain, even if you, so in some cases, if you've got low oxygen, as a counter to low oxygen is you will breathe quicker, but you are breathing off CO2. So
that could be the most common cause of respiratory alkalosis is hyperventilation from
anemia?
No, from
a PE.
No, from anxiety attacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, these are some of the causes of hyperventilation.
Yep.
I try to see if there's any cause of a low production on CO2, maybe if you're in a coma and you've got a hypometabolic state, but I don't think so.
Because at the end of the day, your cells still need to make ATP.
Yeah, that's right.
And as a byproduct, that exhausts carbon dioxide.
If you're a bear and you're in a, what's it called? A state over winter where you are asleep.
It's called hibernation.
There we go, hyperventilation. Hibernation, not hyperventilation. Okay, now.
All right, come on. It's getting late.
The other one is metabolically caused.
Yes. Okay, so that's the other end of the equation that I said. So the hydrogen ion or the bicarbonate ion side.
Yep.
So can I guess here?
Yeah.
Could a metabolic alkalosis be caused by not enough hydrogen ions?
Yeah, so you've lost
too many bicarbonate.
You've lost the hydrogen. Two common causes is lost through vomiting or lost through urination.
Yes. And then if you do the vomiting, you'll pass out.
Yeah, presuming. That's right.
Yeah. Listen to a previous episode.
And then the other one is base gain, or should I say a bicarbonate.
Turn up the base. Yes, back to it.
bicarbonate gain. So
how would you gain bicarbonate?
If you took too many antacids.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, or in some cases, if you took some particular types of diuretics, particularly loop diuretics.
They increase the reabsorption of bicarbonate.
They don't. They just, you lose volume, but you don't lose bicarbonate relative to that volume.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And we have done an episode on, I think it was called Arterial Blood Gases, or Blood Gases was the episode. It's a long form episode, goes for 2 hours. If you want to know everything about alkalosis, alkalemia and acidosis and acidemia, feel free to listen to that entire episode.
Yep. And so the final point I'll say is it's only when the osis is to a certain level that then changes the blood pH that it becomes an alkalemia.
Oh, yeah.
So you may have, and we said this in the long form podcast, you may actually have an acidosis happening whilst you're having an alkalosis in different regions. But if the alkalosis outweighs, then the blood will ultimately change to becoming a high pH, which now you have an alkalemia.
Yeah, so you could have a respiratory issue and at the same time a renal issue, which are opposing.
Or just a metabolic issue.
Or a metabolic issue that are opposing each other.
That's right.
In regards to holding on to carbon dioxide or hydrogen ions or bicarbonate. But whatever's basically all roads lead to Rome. So whatever happens in the blood is the emia.
And Rome is actually the way you work out the blood gas calculation.
Oh, okay. We're not saying that today?
No, it's too long.
Okay. So is that basically.
Yes, basic. It is basic.
Oh, okay. I think that's good. That's good.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Clinically, I mean, you could come up with. I kind of gave you some clinical examples of what could lead to both a metabolic and respiratory alkalosis. And I think Mike's now trying to play a song to end with.
I was trying to be so subtle, and I wasn't very subtle at all because for some reason I can't turn the volume up on my iPad. So that's ruined everything.
Where are these people from?
Scandinavia.
That's four countries. Can you be more specific?
Is it? I've never been to Scandinavia, so I don't know.
Well, it could be Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
So, all the above.
Anyway, Matt, was that all you had to
say? That's all I have.
All right, thank you. And the dulcet tones of Ace of Base.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.